Okay. Okay, so it goes like this. First of all, we want to summarize what we did this week. We went through, we actually finished the decisions about the Congress in the Desert, both the schedule and the content of the lessons. Now we want to deal with the big Congress. We started asking about it during the week. I'd like to share everyone with two things we'd like to put the whole society into it. One is the lessons themselves, the flow and the content, and the second is the evenings, that what we called it culture evenings. We want to have a big real revolution in order to create a culture, a spiritual culture, instead of things we did until today. I'll start with a question about these evenings, and from there we'll give everyone an assignment in the workshop to the friends. So we're going to have three cultural evenings in this Congress, in the big Congress. I'll actually start from the third one, the last. It will be an open evening. We're going to invite many new people, students from that just started the campus, and
come sit here. They should look at you, not me.
So
maybe Simeon and Amit also want to come. It will help.
Amit Plachinsky.
Okay, so it goes like this. The third evening, which is the last evening in the Congress, is an open evening. We want to do something here, which is not only a cultural evening, rather a dissemination action. Today, the best known program we have is Chaim Chadashim, New Life with Rav, which talks about subjects of life in the light of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's what we want to do in the third evening. So we're going to have a live program of Chaim Chadashim in front of 6,000 or 7,000 people, we hope, about love. In the first part, Rav will sit with Oren and Nitza in the usual format, talking about love. The audience can ask questions live or send questions live. We'll have songs and some activities for the audience. That will be the third evening. The first evening we're planning is an evening we call it our teachers. We want to dedicate it to our great teachers, Baal HaSulam, Rabash, Ari, and the Baal Shem Tov. I wanted to ask you, Rav, maybe a question about this. We want to have an evening dedicated to our teachers. What should we take from them? What example should we take from our teachers?
Each one of them worked in his time in order to establish and arrange the process of correction of creation, the purpose of creation. And this started from Adam Rishon, Adam, then Abraham, and those who came after, to show that each one worked only in that direction. And I don't know, I'm not a creative person. Fantasies? I don't know.
So that's going to be part of the workshop we're going to have with the friends. But I have to say one thing to make things clear. We too don't really know what we want to do. That's exactly the sharing we want to do with all the friends, the integration.
I think it's very important to show that everyone were drawn towards the same goal. Everyone was speaking about the same means for attaining that goal, and everyone were talking about how it's according to everyone's free choice, the whole world. Except Abraham, couldn't turn to all the Babylonians, but whoever came to him. And then when they were thrown out of Babylon,
Lifia Kila Shiloh Azot.
he then worked according to the community that he assembled. And that's how it is for everyone. Each one worked according to what was possible to them, you know, what the environment allowed him to do. Let's say Ramchal, he wanted to do a lot, but he was thrown out completely. He ran away from Padova, and so on.
The purpose of this evening in general is to get the greatness of his Rav in all the different aspects.
So, as much as they worked without any calculation for themselves.
Why do students have objection? It's as if we're talking about such great people, so in such high degrees. Why does a Kabbalah student have resistance from getting greatness from such great people?
They don't understand them. They misunderstand them. Who understands those people? Those great Kabbalists. Who understood anything? Bala Sulam writes a bit more emotionally how much he worries about connection, how he begs people to do it and so on. But really? I think it's a total misunderstanding. But it's good to open it. Same direction our Congress is directing us. Similarly, Kabbalists worked in all the generations.
So that's it. The first day will end in this evening dedicated toward Yishers. The second day will end in something we want to call Bnei Boruch from the past and forever. If we talked about the teachers in the first day, the second day will be for the society, for the friends. What special society we live in? What is this special thing called the world Kli, made of so many friends from so many places in the world, all the religions, all the cultures, all the...
Above, connection above it.
Yeah, so if you can emphasize this exactly so that the friends can work with something.
Our uniqueness is that we work above religions, above beliefs, above everything. Men, women, black, white, red, blue, everyone. There's room for everyone here. We're not looking who you belong to. You might belong to other forms according to where you come in life. Nothing. You're human. Every human being who has this inclination towards unity in order to reach the purpose of life is welcome here. There is no other society like that throughout the world. And we don't check anything, we just criticize or suppress anyone. We're not seeking to just align everyone to one law, except for one, which is the tendency to connect with everyone without any prejudice, any distinction. All of the global, the international organization of Bibu, that's how it's built. This is our manifesto, how should I call it, our agenda. What can I add? That's why we're a very special organization, and we've seen that the beginning of the future corrected world.
I'd like to know, maybe the friends have, out of what we just talked, maybe friends have questions?
With
respect to the second evening, what you just talked about, what Rav said, above religions, men, women, etc. So what I think we should do is a revolution in the way we perceive things in our organizations. Regarding the place of women, every time a public comes to our events, there's a question to Rav. Every time, yesterday we had it in the college campus congress, There's always a question. You know, we're Kabbalah La'am, Kabbalah for the people. You know, the people come, they are impressed, and a normal woman in the 21st century, she sees that everything we do has a very clear male voice in it. The tone of women is barely there. I think that was great for our days in Bnei Brak, and that's suitable for the religious orthodox background that our teachers come from, but it has nothing to do with what we're trying to reach. Kabbalah La'am, Kabbalah for the people. Most of the people that join us are women, and the world is heading to the equality between men and women, and we're stuck in yesterday. The public comes, if it's in so there, we're educated to this. But if we're trying to be Kabbalah for the people, we have to reformat our attitude. How did they say about the second evening for Nebo from the past forever and all that? Yesterday we had a wonderful example. Before Rav came to give the lesson in the Congress for the campus, Leo prepared three friends to talk. The first one was a man, Amir from Netanya, then a woman friend, Shirley from Petah Tikva, and Rami from the Point in the Heart, Rehovot, ended. Shirley, lady from Petah Tikva, talked in a level that half the crowd here was in tears. What am I trying to say? The ability of women to pass on the messages of Kabbalah is 1,000 times easier than the men. Everything we want to do in dissemination, that when as men, it's difficult to pass on a message. When it comes from a woman, it's soft, it's natural, it's accepted, there are no objections. I don't know how to suggest something practical, but it's clear to me that the thought has to be revolutionary, new. This organization has to break through. For instance, in Sukkot, the last time Rav met students, we had an event. I remember two evenings. One was Tel Aviv South and then Tel Aviv North. And it was packed here. You couldn't put in anything inside. There was questions by the public. The lady student asked, why are all the men sitting in front of you and the women are in the back? Every detail you can think of, we're not realizing our potential of spreading the Kabbalah among the people through this place of equality between men and women. I don't know how to suggest that, but I'm sure if we all think about it, we have better suggestion than me.
I'll just say from our perspective is that already in the previous Congress, in the open evening, the central part was before Rav was a mixed sitting, men and women, and on the sidelines were our friends, men and women separately. Also, we have women who are active in the teams, and others will be invited to join the teams. And also, we thought that women could also speak in this evening, not just men.
I agree. This is a problem. We're going to have to discuss it a lot. For a long time and many, many more times, but every time after a discussion, we'll take a decision and we'll do it. Because there's a lot into it that's a lot of problems. The main problem is that the study of Kabbalah doesn't really enable, the study itself doesn't enable the connection between men and women. We're not used to it. Maybe it's the next generation, I don't know. But during the study, to mix here, women, that's something we're not accustomed to. It goes against history to such an extent that all we can do here is ruin things if we instead of promoting. I don't think this is the way the wisdom of Kabbalah will spread all over the world. We have to see how to do it. Maybe we nonetheless should. I don't know. We have to discuss many things to be thought about. I'm not going against hearing any advice, but let's think what we can do. You can be sure that if something brings us closer to the final correction, we'll try to accept it. More? That's it? Okay, so the first evening is clear. It's the Kabbalist in the past. The second evening is Bnei Baruch.
Yeah, first evening is the teachers, second evening is the society, and third one is the people of Israel. That's the flow. And from this place, we want to give a little exercise, because we have 13 minutes left. We want to give an exercise in the tents. Every 10 here, you are the content team for the Congress. And what we're asking you in the coming few moments is that the Congress is going to be 3 days. Each day you have three lessons. Three lessons on day one that ends with an evening dedicated to our teachers. The second day we have three lessons that ends with an evening for our friends. And the third day we have two lessons and it ends with an open evening for the general public. Every 10 now is a content team of the Congress. We're asking you here around the world, wherever you are, we're asking all of you to try to create a certain flow of topics that we can cover in the Congress, starting in the first lesson, ending with the last evening, through the cultural portions. We're going to do it until the end of the lesson. We're going to have a discussion, some thought. Enter the shoes called content, okay? Until 8, Israel time.
After Arava, after the desert, Kabbalists, the first evening is about the Kabbalists, our teachers, right?
In the meantime,
I don't know how to open this thing. Let's keep on going and we'll see.
As I got it, the first evening is about the teachers, second is about the society, third evening is about going out to the world, to the nation of Israel. I think the first evening we have enough material to know how to build it on around the teachers. The second one is a bit more complex. It's the society. The society of Bnei Baruch. Here, I will do it on the level of the world kli, and not how we move from Bnei Baruch to Petah Tikva and from Petah Tikva to Matalon and so on and so forth. Rather,
you know, and
collecting money for the new building. Everybody knows it. I will take a hard right and look into the connection with the World Kli. What did the World Kli accomplish? How the groups were built in it? How do we suddenly have a group in Africa, South America? How this Kli is growing?
I don't know what to say. We always give lesson names. I don't know how that helps. But what is clear is that in the first lesson we have to go back to the point of the center of the tent, that high peak we're going to reach in the Arava Congress. From there, we need to add, to break through something new, as Rav talked about this, the Masach in the center of the tent, behind which stands the Creator, and how we build the Och Chozer. Specifically, if we can realize that, we can meet our teachers. That will be in the end of the first evening.
לנסות להראות דרך השיעורים כמה כל מקובל אוסיף באמת למשהו מיוחד כלפי החיבור וכלפי חוכמת הקבלה, שנגיד הארי או הבעל שם טוב הרבה פעמים אולי מכירים אותם גם בצד של היהדות, הצד הדתי כביכול, אבל באמת להראות את החלק המיוחד שלהם, שהם פיתחו את הקבלה, ולהראות את הרצף הזה של איך זה התפתח, ועד בעל הסולם ורבה שממש מתאימים לזמננו ממש.
What
I was able to think about in the meantime is maybe in the first day to take a lesson of the writings of Bala Sulam. Next lesson is Rabash. To show, to focus on the connection between us and to show the special style of each and every Kabbalist, maybe Baal Shem Tov and Ari, I don't know what else. That's regarding the content of the lessons. Then in the evening, to show how each one acts in different conditions and different character. And it's as if everything is different, but the message is the same, just comes in different ways. So that's how each and every one of us has to bring himself, the message of connection through himself. That's the first evening. The second evening, Shai, my friend, will continue.
בערב של המורים אפשר לעשות סטייל הרצאות TED, שזה כאילו מישהו שעובר במה טוב, מכין את עצמו עם מצגת מקצועית.
In the second evening, we can do like TED talks, maybe with clips or sketches or songs that came out of the Kabbalist. That's the first evening. And to show that there's a direction here, there's a long chain of Kabbalists that through history led a clear line of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're the last link of this chain, and one lecture can lead to another, and in the end, Rav's lecture, everything connects to a kind of an arrow that we draw forward. Yeah, I don't have the imagination for it, but what I feel is that if we, as we read yesterday in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, if we think that there's no end to the greatness of the first souls, the greatest souls, the most pure souls, and how much they need us to bestow contentment of the Creator, we can do it if we connect and raise the man, raise our request, raise our prayer together to the Creator. They will be able to carry it out. It should be, everything has to have the same thought and yearning and such a great, huge longing. And there's no words for it.
Yeah. To add to it, this the example today that Rav gave about how the ten is those glasses that as you move towards them or away from them, a certain order, everything unites, and we seemingly, those are one who connect the world to our teachers, who are also inside this machine that has all the glasses in it and it's connected to Keter. This is the internality of things, according to today's example.
This is,
you know, life, especially towards the Congress, and especially with the book that we're reading, we don't understand why this history is in it, but it's all those letters that enter these glasses.
Yeah, that was a wonderful description. These letters going in the glasses. Yeah, we do have this, the matter of the book with the history of Kabbalah. Maybe we should see how we're going to build something out of it, in the, at least in the first evening, where we are getting a demonstration, a presentation of our teachers, how each teacher promoted the humanity and society, and then until we reached this day. we can add acting, theater, a bit more to make the stage more with, look better, and then think how every Kabbalist helped the connection and the humanity, and we should think about it.
What I heard for now is that the first day has to be a very internal day that leads to the adhesion of the teachers. The second day is not clear, but I thought of adding that in the second day in the evening, following what Fran said, it could be nice to hear stories of Bnei Baruch students from around the world, from different angles. What is Bnei Baruch for them? How does it meet them in their everyday life? It could be nice. The third day, I think, has to be concluded with great gratitude. And then the topic of the evening is going to be love, probably. This explosion of joy. We had this content meeting with Rav, so after all the talks, Rav said, okay, well, what about music, songs? Every evening when people come and there's songs, Rav gives the band like the sign to just continue. He doesn't want to talk, just continue. There'll be this explosion of joy on the third evening. Everyone who would come would just get stuck to it internally. Just this joy that erases everyone and gives him a feeling of gratitude and this explosion out of joy.
First of all, this is a good idea, as you're telling us. Now, maybe we can have the summaries of the content meetings, directions and conclusions that friends came out with. Regarding the second day, I was thinking also about society, so okay, friends, we have to end this. Thank you, everyone. And we're gonna keep on doing it. And we need the time to hear the friends. During the week, we want you all to think how we can keep on discussing it. Please, suggestions, any ideas you have, so send them to our email address, boardworldkli, if we can see it on the screen. If you have any suggestions from anywhere in the world, please send it to us. We want to remind you that every Monday and Thursday, we're meeting, we're having an Arvut team meeting. Here you can see address on the screen, boardworldkli@gmail.com. And do we have any reports? Song, who's going to sing? אין עוד מצב מאושר בעולמו של אדם המיואש מכוחות עצמו הוא כבר ידע ועשה שמלך שיער בתפילה שלמה